Right now, time for the pre-opening commodity markets, and here's Tom Rogers.
Thanks, Jay, and good morning. Midwest hog markets today are called mostly steady with a possible firm undertone in some locations amid support from a boost in wholesale pork prices yesterday. The cutout yesterday afternoon from the USDA up 2.11 per hundredweight at 76.99, the highest the cutout has been since May 23rd. The Peoria market called steady today, top price 45 even. They say the run is mostly sows and lights. In the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for yesterday, June 13th, negotiated swine purchases were $12,179 for the base market hog at a 185-pound carcass basis. The base price range was $62.50 to $74 even. The weighted average was $69.24, down 18 cents from Tuesday. On a live basis, barrows and gilts sold from $46.56 to $58.65, and the weighted average in the East was $56.04. In the West, negotiated swine purchases were $13,373. The base price ranged $64 even to $75.50. The weighted average there, $70.56. That was up 6 cents from Tuesday. On a live basis, barrows and gilts sold from $45.84 to $60 even. The weighted average was $55.89.
Today's broadcast is made possible with support from First Midwest Bank, serving the banking needs of Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Bob Bastifer in Danville at 217-477-6016. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Another jump upward overnight in the Chicago Board of Trade across the board. We'll get a pre-opening call coming up from Ellen Dearden of AgriView in Morton, Illinois. First, a look at our growing area's weather. Here's AM 580's Mike Sola. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Tom. And that jump in the markets may have been because the latest computer model runs have quite a lot of divergence over next week's forecast. And the main model that we look at for medium and longer range out to around 13 days, the global forecast system, does still generate some rain across the eastern corn-soybean belt early next week, but the amounts of precipitation have been reduced. And the some of the other models, the a model called the No Gaps, the European and the Canadian models, have all delayed next week's precipitation for areas east of the Mississippi River until late in the week. And it, the divergence between the computer models has a confidence in the fact or in the forecast for rain lowered drastically. The biggest difference in the forecast today versus that of yesterday is the drop in the amount of rainfall across the eastern Midwest for early week and increasing it later in the week. The western Corn Belt given greater rainfall for a midweek period next week, while minor changes were made in the period prior to that. So again, we are very dry now across Illinois and Indiana, and the latest drought monitor should be coming out today. And in fact, let me see if it's updated yet. It is updated, and now most the southern two-thirds of Illinois are now in the abnormally dry category. The southeastern corner of Indiana, and that stretches across the southern third of Ohio and the northern half of Kentucky, are now in moderate drought. And from central Kentucky all the way down to the Gulf of Mexico, the drought intensifies with an area from eastern Mississippi across northern Alabama and extreme southern Tennessee now considered to be an exceptional drought. So dry conditions persist across the eastern Corn Belt, and the conditions will only deteriorate until we get some rain across the area. And the rain that we have been forecasting and counting on for early next week, now it looks to be diminished, as again, at least as far as the computer model runs. The central states, the central plains, have been continually pounded with rain. More severe weather out there, and fields there are too wet. So conditions not good across a large portion of the growing area. And on the plains, the showers are gradually subsiding across the Dakotas. More likely to see the heavier rain across portions of Kansas, Oklahoma, and northern Texas today. Despite the Plains fieldwork disruptions and local flooding, soil moisture remains abundant for pastures and summer crops. In the south, isolated showers will provide some local drought relief across southern portions of the Atlantic states. In contrast, drought continues to worsen across the interior southeast. Mississippi, Alabama, and Georgia, as well as Tennessee, completed their driest spring, the period from March through May, for a 113-year period of record-keeping, and among the five driest springs for Arkansas, Kentucky, Florida, and Carolina. So more rain is needed, especially east of the Mississippi, and the latest computer model runs do not really show favorable conditions for that rain materializing. With a look at the growing area weather, I'm Mike Sola.
Thanks, Mike. Let's take a look at overnight trade and that concern about the weather showing in the trade, especially later on in the trading session. We didn't see the opens as high as the close at the end of the overnight sessions. The Kansas City July wheat contract opened overnight at 5.88 a bushel, down a half cent, but it closed up 14 and a quarter cents. September 5.99 down 2 on the open, last traded up 11. December 6.11 up a quarter, last trade up 7 and a quarter. July wheat in the overnight trade in Chicago opened at 5.90 and 3 quarters, up a penny and a quarter, last traded up 9 and a half. September 6.06 up 1, last trade up 8 and 3 quarters. December 6.16 up 3, last traded up 8. March of 08 wheat 6.18 unchanged, last trade up 8 and a quarter. July corn opened at 4.04 overnight, down a half penny, last traded up 6 though. September 4.12 down a half, last trade up 5 and a half. December 4.15 unchanged, last trade up 5. March corn 4.21 and a half, down 3 and 3 quarters, last trade up 4 and 3 quarters. And May corn 4.31 and a quarter, down a penny and a half on the open, last traded up 4 and a quarter. July soybeans opened overnight at 8.24 and 3 quarters, down 1, last traded up 5 and a half. August 8.32 and a fourth, up 1, or down 1 rather, last trade up 5 and 3 quarters. September 8.41 and a half, down a half, last trade up 4 and 3 quarters. November harvest month beans 8.58 and 3 quarters, down 1 on the open, last traded up 4 and a quarter. And January beans 8.68 and a half, down a penny and a half, last trade up 4. In the products, July soybean meal opened at 230.50, up 50, last traded up 190. August 231.90, up 3, or 30 rather, last trade up 220. July bean oil opened at 34.88, up 1, last trade up 15. August 35.22, up 8, last traded up 15. Joining us now for our pre-opening market analysis on this Thursday is Ellen Dearden of Ag Review in Morton, Illinois. Good morning, Ellen.
Morning, Tom.
Now we see the weather picture changing again, and looks like there doesn't seem to be much of an end in sight to the upward trend now.
I would agree, although you started hearing rumblings about the middle of the day yesterday that the rains that were forecast for Tuesday and or Wednesday in the eastern Corn Belt were not likely to show up. I think they reduced chances locally from about 60% to 30%. The corn market is going to continue to work off these forecasts, and the crop stress has really gotten under a lot of people's skin. I'm starting to hear talk not of 450 corn, but of 550 corn. So that, and this is coming from producers, that always gets me a little bit concerned because the producers seem to turn bullish at the top. Corn export bookings were much better than expected. I think that does reflect some uncertainty about this new crop. We'll be up 3 to 5 cents at least on the opening on corn.
Are beans pretty much, and actually maybe wheat, corn to some extent too, following wheat, which has just been all over the place.
Definitely wheat's the leader. And I noticed yesterday the Kansas City wheat really took off and had a gap higher. It's been the driver here. I did notice that there was a huge basis drop this week in wheat. So even though we're seeing the futures market take off, the cash market's not following penny for penny. The wheat market, again, we've got good export bookings there. Hard red winter wheat harvest is extremely slow. Soft red winter wheat, I'm hearing poor yields. We'll be up 6 to 9 cents there, too. That'll probably end up, Tom, driving the bean market a little higher, too. The beans have been the follower. Palm oil market was up a little bit overnight. That'll be a plus. The beans will be up 2 to 5 cents.
All right. Let's recap those calls again.
We'll see. see wheat is the driver, up 6 to 9 cents. Corn will be up at least 3 to 5. Beans up 2 to 5.
Any thoughts on the Merck today?
At the Merck, I think we'll see a mixed bag, but in general, the hogs higher and the cattle probably under a little bit of pressure.
All right. Thanks for your time today, Ellen.
Thank you.
Ellen Dearden is with Ag Review in Morton, Illinois. Let's look at some of the outside markets as trading day begins in New York. The Dow Industrial Average is up 39 points at 13,521. The S&P up about 4 points at 1520. The NASDAQ is up 17 points now at almost 2,600, 2,599. The silver contract for July is trading at up 3 cents an ounce at 1309. The June gold contract is down 30 cents. That is yet to begin trade. The August contract up 80 at 653.50 an ounce. This is WILL Urbana. It's 1 minute past 9 o'clock Central Time.